Shoft in Perikei Pasuk Chaf Beis, continuing the supernatural war against Sisera. Az Halmu Ikve Sus. So then the heels of the horses struck. Halmu pounded away at them. Midaharos Daharos Abirav. From the galloping of its mighty ones. And so we mentioned again the duplicity, the repetition of words, the poetic language being used in the Shira. So the pounding of the horses' hooves, when the Me'am Loes says that the horses' hooves, when Sisera's army saw that the waters were raging, so they tried to escape on their horses, and usually they galloped, midaharos, usually they galloped great, very strongly. But now the hooves were broken by trampling their own warriors, Mitzudas David says, and the horses' hooves got stuck in the mud of Nachal Kishon, and they were prevented from escaping. Rashi says, Midaharos, Shahayu Markidim Esuseham Bemulchama, they made them dance in war, Harkodas Asus, but in this case, the great heat being emitted by the stars, the laser beams from the sky, as it were, injured the heels of the horses as well. Chav Gimel, Oru Meiroz, Omar Malach Hashem. Cursed is Meiroz, says the messenger of God. Malach Hashem can mean a messenger. In this case, not an angel, literally, necessarily. Many pshatim say that this is Barak himself, the messenger of God. Who is Meiroz who is cursed? So a lot of people say that Meiroz is being criticized, like the shvatim that we heard from before, for not joining the war. Amri la kochva hava, says Rashi. Based on the Gemara Moed Katan, it was one of the stars, and it was a star that did not join in the war because it was the protecting star, the Mazel of Sisera. So the only star not to melt away Sisera's army was this particular one. Others say it was a place, Samach Lamakam Hamilchama Veloba. It was a town that was close by and did not come to help. Some Mefarshim say it was a powerful person, and the other inhabitants who lived near him listened to him, and he said, don't bother to go. So if the Gevir says, don't go, nobody went. So these people are singled out to be cursed more than the others, because the people of or connected to Meiroz had absolutely no excuse whatsoever to not come to the aid during the war. Orur Arar Yoshveha, cursed are its inhabitants. So leading to the thought that this is a place rather than a person, but it could mean the Yoshveha that were nearby. Ki lo vau le'ezras Hashem, le'ezras Hashem be'agiborim. Because they did not come to the aid of God, the aid of Hashem, against the mighty. Now God doesn't need anybody's help, so why are they being criticized for not coming to the aid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So some say what that means is they didn't come to help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ezras Hashem means they should have been looking to Hashem for Ezra. But these people considered themselves above that, and that they didn't need to pray to God for any kind of Ezra. Some say Sisera himself was a descendant of Amalek. So by destroying Amalek, you're helping HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor, and this Meiroz refused to get involved. Again, whether it's a person, a town, a group of inhabitants, it's a very big negative. But now we go from putting down those who don't deserve praise to praising someone who richly deserves it, which is Ya'el, who is now going to be the subject of the next several psukim. Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Tevorach Minoshim, Ya'el Eshes Chever HaKeni. Blessed above all women, Minoshim, from all other women, is Ya'el, the wife of Chever HaKeni. As we said before, Chever had signed a non-aggression treaty with Yavin Melech Hatzor, but had specifically excluded his family members. So despite the fact that she's Eshes Chever HaKeni, she could have claimed to have been bound by that agreement. She refused to live by an immoral, unethical agreement with a murderer. And so as Eshes Chever, she could have had a built-in excuse and refused to rely upon that. Also, it shows that Chever was additionally blessed to have such a woman as his wife. And because also, Minoshim ba'ohel tivorach, she is blessed more than the women in the tent. As a woman, it was not her job to fight in the ancient world, but rather to remain in the home and not get involved in the battle. And Yael helped Klal Yisrael that way. Minoshim ba'ohel tivorach, yosheves ohalim, is considered to be a tremendous praise. And so they also connect her to her ohel because of the idea that she killed him in her ohel. By staying in the home and making herself vulnerable to Sisera, she found a way to save Klal Yisrael from within her home. So, Minoshim bo ohel tivorach. As we'll see shortly, the weapon she used was not a weapon at all, but rather the tools of home and domesticity, tent hammers and tent pegs. And so she's going to find a way to do to him what he deserved without violating the idea of kli geber, of trying to inappropriately wear men's garments or use men's tools. But finally, the idea of Minoshim ba'ohel is that she is being blessed even more than, or perhaps as much, as the same bracha that the Noshim Ba'ohel Tivorach and the Mefarshim connect that, and the, I believe one of the Gemaras connects that to the Imahos of Klal Yisrael. Sara Rivka Rachel Valeya, the idea that when Yitzchak married Rivka, he brought her home, Ha'ohela, to the tent of Sara, his mother. She is worthy like the matriarchs of a blessing. And that shows that despite the fact that she was in fact attacked and had to submit to Sisera in the most vulnerable way a woman possibly can, her blessing is on a level of the Imahos Klal Yisrael and of the women of the Dor HaMidbar, who are always praised, donating their mirrors, their tachshitin to the Mishkan, being the purest women that exist in Klal Yisrael. So Devorah is being very, very careful and elaborate to praise Yael with a praise that another woman would understand even better than any of the men, exactly how difficult, how wrenching, how awful the attack of Sisera was, and how she maintained her cool and did what she had to save her people, which is going to be in the next several psukim laid out in detail.